dejes engañar por un paisaje. No son blancas palomitas, son patitos feos con maquillaje. Sin camuflaje, es como yo transito. Para algunos un parásito, para otros mi rap es bendito. Escritos eruditos relativos a mi léxico. No importa cuánto rollo de ellos, soy explícito. Comportamiento ilícito diría cualquiera. Yo lo veo como una manera de fugarme de la esfera. Quisiera esperar afuera, la atmósfera me desespera. Y de veras que hijos de perra me dan cólera. No sé qué apeste más si un cadáver o este viernes en tarde. Me hago preguntas siempre en balde. La melancolía me mata y las nostalgias arden. Mi cuaderno es mundo como puertas que se abren. Las cosas que animaban de pequeño ya no existen. Y hoy los míos como locos apartados del resto. Motivaciones nulas es lo que ahora hiciste. Mi estilo como puertas que se abren en un texto. Las cosas que animaban de pequeño ya no existen. Y hoy los míos como locos apartados del resto. Motivaciones nulas es lo que ahora hiciste. Mi estilo como puertas que se abren en un texto. De malicia y de amistades que parece que olvidaron donde es mi casa. Trastorno, es un poco complejo, ya no hay un camino. Es temer a tener un destino que no porte nada divino. Caminar y hacerlo con sigilo como un asesino. Un violador que las duerme con cloroformo. Yo no litigo, yo gano por default. Como Mohamed Ali venciéndolos por un knockout. Como South Park, así es esta ciudad. Y mira cómo fumo un toque mientras observo a la gente y su morro. Son muy gordos, lo demás es un estorbo. Yo no busco paraíso y es por eso que me encorvo. Oídos sordos para lenguas mudas. Es de mucha ayuda a veces mandarlo a la mierda todo. La verdad no se refleja en mi test. Pero no dudes, soy feliz y vivo sin estrés. Y es porque decidí que todo me importa una mierda. Tiré la moral excusado, es preferible a que se pierda. A lo mejor sí dolió un poco, pero no dudé. Soy feliz con lo que tengo y fui feliz, ahora me aburren. Ayer soñé que nos veíamos otra vez y desperté vomitando en la noche el amor que te tuve. Las cosas que animaban de pequeño ya no existen. Y hoy los míos como locos apartados del resto. Motivaciones nulas es lo que ahora hiciste. Mi estilo como puertas que se abren en un texto. Las cosas que animaban de pequeño ya no existen. Y hoy los míos como locos apartados del resto. Motivaciones nulas es lo que ahora hiciste. Mi estilo como puertas que se abren en un texto. En un mundo donde Facebook y redes sociales son elementales, a mí tus fotos y tu nuevo fashion look me valen. Fundamentales versos temperamentales, los demás artificiales como comerciales. No importa cuánto tengas, para mí no vales, créeme. Mujeres recipientes de semen. En este mundo donde juzgan por María y todos beben, los ver en delirium tremens. Yo la oveja negra por no usar disfraces. Uno queda como el malo y es por eso mi coraje. No te dejes engañar por un paisaje. No son blancas palomitas, son patitos feos con maquillaje. Sin camuflaje, es como yo transito. Para algunos un parásito, para otros mi rap es bendito. Escritos eruditos relativos a mi léxico. No importa cuánto rollo de ellos, soy explícito. Comportamiento ilícito diría cualquiera. Yo lo veo como una manera de fugarme de la esfera. Quisiera esperar afuera, la atmósfera me desespera. Y de veras que hijos de perra me dan cólera. No sé qué apeste más si un cadáver pero este viernes en tarde. Me hago preguntas siempre en balde. La melancolía me mata y las nostalgias arden. Mi cuaderno es mundo como puertas que se abren. Las cosas que animaban de pequeño ya no existen. Y hoy los míos como locos apartados del resto. Motivaciones nulas es lo que ahora hiciste. Mi estilo como puertas que se abren en un texto. Las cosas que animaban de pequeño ya no existen. Y hoy los míos como locos apartados del resto. Motivaciones nulas es lo que ahora hiciste. Mi estilo como puertas que se abren en un texto.
Nose Hair Lakeland with Karen Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco. Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio
Bye. This is Smelly Kelly from Red Meat. And when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia because they play that good roots shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children.
Okay, Tony, you guys want to go? Same here.
Okay, here's the fellas now. What you going to do, fellas? I can't get started, right? Okay.
Okay.
With Hal Green on vocal. Here we go.
Thank you. around the world in a plane. I've set a revolution in Spain. The North Pole I have charted, but I can't get started with you. I'm under par. Metro going has asked me to start. I've got a house and a show place, but I still can't get no place with you. Side of you. Oh, but what good does it do? I've been consulted by Franklin D. Federal government asked me to teach, but still I'm broken hearted. I can't get started with you.
Dunson on trumpet, Tony Coluccio on piano, and Hal Green on vocal and drums.
Ladies and gentlemen, Earl Lewis and the Channels.
Do
This is Maurice Tanney from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal.
With Conan Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock that doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock, tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
Down to my life.
Fellas from the Radio Valencia. This is the best. Don't you ever forget it.
Where the monsters go, Igor and Dracula, surfboard in hand, Frankie played in the sand.
Splish splash, they were having fun.
We've got two cools for everyone.
They learned how to surf, yeah, in a mash.
We were a surfer smash.
Touching these fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss off.
I'm praying for rain in California so the grapes can grow and they can make more wine. And I'm a sitting in a honky in Chicago with a broken heart and a woman on my mind. I matched the man behind the bar for the jukebox, and the music takes me back to Tennessee. When they ask who's the fool in the corner crying, I say, little old wine drinker me. Last week from down in Nashville, 'cause my baby left for Florida on a train. And I thought I'd get a job and just forget her. But in Chicago, a broken heart is still the same. I matched the man behind the bar for the jukebox, and the music takes me back to Tennessee. When they ask who's the fool in the corner crying, I say, little old wine drinker me. Yeah, I say, little old wine drinker me. So the grapes can grow and they can make more wine. And I'm a-sittin' in a honky in Chicago with a broken heart and a woman on my mind. I matched the man behind the bar for the jukebox, and the music takes me back to Tennessee. When they ask who's the fool in the corner crying, I say, little old wine drinker me. Week from down in Nashville, 'cause my baby left for Florida on a train. And I thought I'd get a job and just forget her. But in Chicago, a broken heart is still the same. I matched the man behind the bar for the jukebox, and the music takes me back to Tennessee. When they ask who's the fool in the corner crying, I say, little old wine drinker me. Yeah, I say, little old wine drinker me.
Treat me, girl, like I'm your toy. my style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler. A wonder.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
Me one night, he
didn't even have to kiss her. All it took was just one bite. Well, she must have felt sorry for that sucker, cause he was real eat up with the uglies. All I know is after some of his acne puncture, she was wanting to get rid of me. Well, I went my way and saw her next day with a bad looking mark on her neck. And I said, hey, honey, did he hurt you last night? She said, no, you fool, he's a real cool goo. His mark is worse than his bite. Get it, folks, his mark is worse than his bite. I'm gonna sing about that sucker. Omar the vampire, he hung out in the bars and drank Bloody Marys and gave a lot of women scars. He sure was something, yeah, he was a real cool goon. Omar the vampire, he was a neck-sucking fool. Well, he surprised her one night and brought her a pet bat. It was a weird little furry ugly thing. She didn't like it at first, but it kind of grew on her, and she named the little feller Dean. Dean Bat. Kind of has a ring to it, don't it? Ring-a-ding, ring-a-ding, ding-ding-ding. Omar the vampire, he made my life a wreck. Omar the vampire, he got a hold of my girl's neck. He stole my woman away from me one night. He didn't even have to kiss her. All it took was just one bite.
I guess that sucker forgot about all them real good parts. He was so crazy about necks. But this old boy, yours truly, knows them all and how to please the opposite sex. Here comes that last chorus.
Omar the vampire, he thrilled her less and less. She got tired of his hickeys on her neck. Yeah, she liked my hickey best. Cause she came running back to me one happy day to stay and said, my neck is numb, I've been so dumb. Let's go all the way, honey, let's go all the way.
Anyhow now, me and my baby are back together again. And when her neck heals up, we're gonna form ourselves a bossa nova bluegrass band. Why, she's even learned to pick the banjo. Listen to her back there now.
I'm from South Carolina with a vamp bite on my knee.
Hey, what do you mean a vamp bite on your knee? I thought he was a neck man. What's that sucker doing down there in my territory?
Well, you see, he had this friend who was a midget.
That's ridiculous. I'm disappointed in you, Hortense. Give me back my banjo.
The fifth and final essential call is the roost call. It is a deadly call. Use it when you're in your roost or near your roost in the late evening and crows are coming in. The important secret in calling crows is to call continuously and create as much of a riotous bedlam as possible. Do not allow a second's pause in calling at any time or the crows will flare away. After you have shot, resume your calling with only a split second's pause. Two men calling at the same time is always better than one. Here is a crow hunting sequence. We are now well hidden in a blind near a roost. Glenn is calling to a flock of birds 200 yards away downwind. Keep them up. They're turning. Glenn has switched to the recognition call, mixed with the fighting call, and they are coming in fast, calling for a fight. 80 yards off and still coming. Glenn is muting his call. Guns ready. They're 40 yards off, and Glenn is planning that final teasing call. They're on us. Let them have it. Nice work. Three birds, and Glenn is after them with that comeback call. There. They're turning and pitching back. Now the fighting call, mixed with a little comeback call. Here they are again. Two more down. They're interested but cautious. Both Glenn and Russ are calling now. Closer. 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 7 out of 9. Not bad. Wait. Watch that pair coming in from me. They have sighted our own decoy. This is it. That last one nearly got away. Here are a few non-essential calls, but nice to know. The fledgling cry will produce during the nesting season. Here is the love call. It occasionally brings response during the mating season. The command call. It is merely the voice of a flock leader getting his flock ready for movement. Like the greeting call, it is not used in crow hunting. The dying crow call is occasionally successful when given to incoming crows. The highball crow call is sometimes advocated for attracting the attention of distant crows. Do not use this call. The warning call with its three sharp notes goes like this. Do not use this call under any circumstances, as it will scare away any crow in the vicinity. With a little patience, you will learn to bring them in fighting mad every time, and when you do, good shooting.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.